Public health officials are sounding the alarm about West Nile virus. It's early in the season for this, but they say they are seeing more cases of people infected than they'd like, including the first death this year related to West Nile. For more on this, I got a hold of Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein, Medical Director for Disease Control at Maricopa County Public Health, and asked her where we stand with this right now.
Right now, we have 27 human cases of West Nile virus. And this is pretty early in the season to be seeing that many cases. And we actually only had 24 during all of last season. So it's shaping up to be early and probably a pretty heavy season.
And is this about to get worse as we look toward monsoon season and presumably more mosquitoes because of that?
Well, right now we're seeing twice as many mosquitoes testing positive for West Nile virus than we have seen in a long time. So with all of the mosquito activity right now and monsoon season coming up, yeah, we're expecting a pretty heavy season.
So any idea as to why? Why something spreads, you know, more one year than it did in the past?
It's always a combination of factors. And the things that the experts in environmental services look at are mosquito conditions for breeding. So that includes climate, rainfall, temperature. And then there's the importance of the birds that are in the area, and that is the bird is the intermittent host that the mosquito infects and can infect other mosquitoes. So it depends on what types of birds, how many of them there are, and then you combine that with rainfall, and that's really what determines it.
So, I mean, we all get bit by mosquitoes once in a while, but this, for some people, it sounds like a pretty narrow population, will end up being really dangerous. Remind us what the symptoms are and what we should watch for.
So most people who have West Nile virus don't have any symptoms at all. Only 1 in 5 people who are infected get symptoms, and those are typically flu-like symptoms: fever, headache, achiness, muscle aches, and they typically recover without any problem. Unfortunately, rarely, about 1 in 150 people infected will get a more severe form of the disease. And that's the one that is really concerning, where you'd get a headache and a stiff neck, and it can involve the brain and the spinal cord with meningitis or encephalitis. That's the form that can result in paralysis or even death. And it's the main reason why it's so important to prevent West Nile virus and other mosquito-borne diseases with insect repellent and by getting rid of water where mosquitoes can breed.
And I know we've just now seen the first death related to West Nile virus this year. How does it become deadly and who is most at risk?
So tragically, we have had our first death from West Nile reported. This individual is an older person who had other chronic health conditions, and sadly, those are the people who tend to have this more severe form of the disease. So anybody who's older than 60, who has underlying medical problems, really needs to be careful when they go outside to make sure and protect themselves.
So what is the department able to do to try to stop this if you kind of know it's coming? Is there anything you can do on a public health level?
We work very closely with Maricopa County Environmental Services and the state and other health departments to do mosquito surveillance. So environmental services will test mosquito pools so we know how much disease is out there. And then we do active surveillance of human disease as well. Unfortunately, the only thing we can really do to protect ourselves is individually to put on mosquito repellent, try to wear long pants and long sleeves if it's not too hot, and then make sure that the environment where mosquitoes can breed is not available. So if you have water around your home and potted plants or pet dishes, make sure you change the water in your pet bowls at least once a day so mosquitoes can't breed there. And then water that accumulates in plants and toys can be areas where mosquitoes lay their eggs. And what people don't realize is just emptying them isn't enough. They actually have to scrape around the edges to get rid of those eggs so the mosquitoes don't come back when water gets in there.
All right. That's Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein, Medical Director for Disease Control at Maricopa County Public Health. Dr. Sonnenschein, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.